secretly, we all think he deserved it because he needs a haircut.
Listen. You don't need me to go get a mirror.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patrons, Thursday, 11th, 12th. January 2:23 PM quiz.
2:23 PM on in 2023.
It's 14:23. It's irrelevant.
I'm sure that's the year my father was born. It's quiz day, as Suj would normally say. I'm not sure if you said that, Suj.
I did state the fact that it's a quiz. This quiz is about facts.
This quiz is about controversies.
VAR is factually correct and will solve controversies.
I think, Sid, you're going to do quite well on this quiz.
I don't.
No, I do, because it's events that we will have discussed, almost all of them on the podcast, and they're all within like the last 3 to 4 years maximum
I reckon I've only actually seen 60% of the VAR controversies, because loads in games that I haven't watched or watched back.
All right, fair enough. Maybe,
we'll find
maybe
out.
No, I reckon you'll get more than half. There
is
you
it
go.
20?
It's 20 questions.
I always aim for half. So
one answer for each question, so 20 potential correct answers. There is one answer where you can give one of two answers, such. We'll accept either. But yes, the theme of the quiz is essentially VAR controversies, basically. That's it. There's not a lot more to it than that. As I said, everything is very recent because we haven't had VAR for long. Unfortunately, we've got it for a lot longer than we've had it. Ready?
I think so.
All right. So, the theme of this quiz came about because of an incident on Saturday night. Question one. Which Wolves player was adjudged to be offside at Anfield in the FA Cup last weekend when no VAR camera could prove if it was the correct decision?
Okay.
Question one. Which Wolves player was adjudged to be offside at Anfield in the FA Cup last weekend when no VAR camera could prove if the decision was correct?
Question. I had a couple of messages that said that... So this is what happens, right? Nico, you listen. Some people messaged me, two people, saying, oh, Nico's choice was really funny, really good.
Did you like it?
So I was like, what's Nico's choice? I was like, is that 5 minutes added on or something?
Who messaged you? Grass them up?
No, I want to grass them up because I haven't got permission to grass them up. But I'll ask them if
they've got to be.
I'll tell you guys off.
But they've got camera to be advanced tier patrons, so it
correct,
narrows it down.
Correct, correct. I mean, there's quite a few advanced tier
did
patrons.
Did you like Nico's choice?
Anyway, I didn't even know what it was. And
shock horror.
The feedback was not necessarily on Nico's choice, it was more around Nico, obviously being quite funny and good on camera. So. And audio, but I think obviously it was YouTube, right? So I think there's no audio. You have to watch it on YouTube.
You have to watch it on YouTube.
So anyway, Nico, I'm just putting it out there that people want to see you more or hear you more.
And you've decided to bring that up in the middle of a quiz.
Well, raise it. Whoever's listening to this, Intermediate Advanced here, if you want more Nico, you know what to do.
We want Nico.
Is Nico in Slack?
We want Nico. Yeah, Nico's on Slack, yeah.
There you go.
And actually, when people...
Tag him.
Yeah, well, unlike you, when people tag him on Slack, he actually arrives and shows his face.
I don't know how to check my mentions in Slack. Anyway.
Question two. In the first game of Project Restart, which Aston Villa goalkeeper carried Oliver Norwood's free kick over the goal line when VAR... and goal line technology failed to give the goal?
God almighty.
Question two.
I mean, I could draw a picture of him easier than name him.
I could name him better than... I would have no idea necessarily what he looks like.
Fair play. No, I can...
Question two. In the first game of Project Restart, which Aston Villa goalkeeper carried Oliver Norwood's free kick over the goal line when VAR and goal line technology failed to give the goal?
Okay.
Question three. You should remember this one, Suj. We were watching it together. Which Manchester City player's outstretched arm made contact with the ball at Everton in February 2022, only for VAR not to recommend a penalty? Do you you remember where we were watching it together?
February 2022. Mm-hmm. Manchester City Everton. Mm-hmm. Was that not Monopoly Day?
Yes. Yeah. Question three. Which Manchester City player's outstretched arm made contact with the ball at Everton in February 2012, only for VAR not to recommend the penalty?
Okay.
Question four. Newcastle United won a controversial penalty at Tottenham in 2020 when a handball was awarded against Eric Dier. Which Newcastle player headed the ball onto the back of Dier's arm? Question four. Newcastle won a controversial penalty at Tottenham in 2020 when a handball was awarded against Eric Dier. Which Newcastle player headed the ball onto the back of Dier's arm? Question five. In September, West Ham had a late equaliser at Stamford Bridge disallowed after Jared Bowen was adjudged to have impeded Edouard Mendy. But who put the ball in the net? Come on, this is like a freebie for you, Serge. Question five. In September, West Ham had a late equaliser at Stamford Bridge disallowed after Jared Bowen was adjudged to have impeded Edouard Mendy. But who put the ball in the net?
Okay. I feel bad that I even put a name down and had to cross it out. That's pretty pathetic of me, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. Question six. After a delay of over 3 minutes, who had a goal ruled out for offside in last season's Champions League final? Question six. After a delay of over 3 minutes, who had a goal ruled out for offside in last season's Champions League final? Do you remember who was in it, Serge?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were in the same place for that as well. So was Nico.
Yep.
Question seven. Harry Kane was fortunate to escape a VAR review without a red card during a 2-2 draw with Liverpool in December 2021.
Happens all the time.
Wah, wah, wah. But which Liverpool player was later sent off in the same game? Question seven. Harry Kane was fortunate to escape a VAR review without a red card during a 2-2 draw with Liverpool in December 2021. But which Liverpool player was later sent off in the same game?
No idea.
No?
No. 2021?
Last December. It's not last December anymore, is it?
But I get it. 21.
Sorry. Question eight. Which Newcastle player was pushed into Vicente Gaita by Tyrique Mitchell in a passage of play that led to Newcastle having a goal disallowed this season?
Not going to get zero.
You know that one, do you?
Can I ask you a question? Do you ever worry?
No, this is my quiz.
About
do I ever
what's going to happen when Kane's gone?
Do I ever worry? For the minority that were on the advanced tier patron Zoom call yesterday, I said that Tottenham should sell him in the summer.
Yeah, but then that's not the point. Like, because if you sell him, he's gone. If he retires, he's gone. At some point, there will be life after Kane.
Yeah.
Do you ever worry about that time?
I think Tottenham might be better for it.
Why?
Isn't this a Tottenham conversation?
I'm just curious.
Why? Because we can't press from the front.
You also scored a fuck ton of goals in the series.
Yeah, it's impossible to replace the goals, but we can't play like top teams at the moment. Simple as that. Yeah. And by the way, Manchester City can't do it at the moment.
Yeah. But I Kane feel the same about Kane, Declan Rice,
Kane
mate.
Kane doesn't get the volume of goals of Haaland.
I feel the same about Declan Rice, mate. We'll be better without him. Go on, carry on. Question number nine.
That's definitely false. I will repeat question eight.
Your statement was also false.
Question eight, which Newcastle player was pushed into Vicente Gaita by Tyrique Mitchell in a passage of play that led to Newcastle having a goal disallowed this season? Question nine. At the recent World Cup, which goalkeeper was ruled to have fouled Lionel Messi by making contact with his face? Question nine. At the recent World Cup, which goalkeeper was ruled to have fouled Lionel Messi by making contact with his face? you probably didn't watch it. Like, spoiler, it wasn't Hugo.
Yeah, yeah. I got that much. Would I even know his name?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a goalkeeper you've never heard of. I'm
trying to remember who was in their group. I know two of the teams in their group. Who was the third? Okay. I'm going to put a name down. Might be wrong.
Question 10. Whose challenge on Virgil van Dijk in 2020 ruled the Liverpool defender out for nearly a year?
No idea.
What's that got to do with VAR? Well, the player didn't get sent off. Question 10. Well,
probably Harry Kane then.
Whose challenge... It's not Harry Kane. Question 10. You do know this, Serge. Think about it. Question 10. Whose challenge on Virgil van Dijk in 2020 ruled the Liverpool defender out for nearly a year? You do know this. I think you do.
I don't think I do.
Question 11. Fulham had a goal disallowed against Tottenham in 2021 after the ball struck Mario Lemina's arm. But which other on-loan player had the goal disallowed? Question 11. Fulham had a goal disallowed against Tottenham in 2021 after the ball struck Mario Lemina's arm. But which other player on loan at Fulham had the goal disallowed?
Entire fucking team was a lone team then, wasn't it?
They had a lot of players on. Yeah. Line.
Fuck.
Question 12. And this one's just for the Arsenal fans who think that there's a conspiracy just about them. No, actually, the Wolves fans are coming for you. Question 12. Manchester City were controversially awarded a penalty last January after the ball struck the armpit of which Wolves player? Question 12. Manchester City were controversially awarded a penalty last January after the ball struck the armpit of which Wolves player?
Is it 12?
That is question 12.
Okay.
Question 13.
10 was the Fulham player.
No, that's 11, Suj.
Oh, sorry, 11 was the Fulham player. What was 10 again?
10 was the Van Dijk tackle. Oh, okay. 9 was the goalkeeper who fouled Messi. Yeah, you good?
Yep.
Question 13. Which Leeds player had a goal ruled out at Selhurst Park in November 2020 because he was pointing into an offside position? Question 13. Which Leeds player... This is so ridiculous to even read out loud. Which Leeds player had a goal stupid ruled out one. At Selhurst
Some
Park?
Some I know, that was stupid, that.
Which Leeds player had a goal ruled out at Selhurst Park in November 2020 because he was pointing into an offside position?
Stupid.
Question 14. Okay, Serge?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a name of the player.
Well, you don't know who it was?
No. I know who that one was. I'm thinking about the Fulham player.
Oh, okay. Question 14. This one I'll accept one of two possible answers because there are two answers. Either will do. Question 14. During the second half of the 2019-20 season, two goals were ruled out at Bramall Lane against Sheffield United because of perceived handballs. Can you name either of the players who were penalised for a handball offence? Question 14. During the second half of the 2019-20 season, two goals were ruled out at Bramall Lane against Sheffield United because of perceived handballs. Can you name either of the players who were penalised for a handball offence?
Nico, that what you're making there, is that James's a poster for his bedroom or something? Are you seeing what he's making?
It's a video on Harry Kane.
Oh, I thought it was a poster for your bedroom.
Because he's about to break Tottenham's goal scoring record. Question 15. Which Tottenham player yanked Mark Cucurella's hair at Stamford Bridge in August? Question 15. Which Tottenham player yanked Mark Cucurella's hair at Stamford Bridge in August? Secretly, we all think he deserved it because he needs a haircut.
Question. Listen, you don't need me to go get a mirror. You'd have any of his hair if you could.
No one's pulling my hair. Question 60. Harry likes pulling Katie's hair.
Does he?
And occasionally he kind of scratches into mine. It's nothing to get, obviously. No,
but the feeling when you freshly cut is a nice feeling.
Is it? I've given up with the barbers, mate. I do my own. Question 16. Raheem Sterling's late winner against Tottenham in the 2019 Champions League quarterfinal was ruled out because of offside. Which City player was offside? But it was disallowed. Ole, ole, ole. Question 16. Raheem Sterling's late winner against Tottenham in the 2019 Champions League quarterfinal was ruled out because of offside. Which City player was offside? Question 17. Which France player had a late injury time goal disallowed against Tunisia at the World Cup despite not being in an offside position? Question 17. I'll add to it. Which France player had a late injury time goal disallowed against Tunisia at the World Cup despite not being in an offside position? For clarity, it's the player that scored. Which France player had a late injury time goal disallowed against Tunisia at the World Cup? Question 18. Which on-field referee sent off Thomas Suchek at Fulham in 2021? Question 18. Which on-field referee sent off Thomas Suchek at Fulham in 2021?
I don't really pay attention to refs. Like, I don't know who's who. Like, I could tell you who Mike Oliver is. I could tell you who Anthony Taylor is. I could tell you a few others. But I wouldn't be able to, like, if you said to me, name me all the Premier League referees, I don't think I could do it.
I couldn't name all of them. You know what worries me most? When I've got one that I don't know who it is. That really worries me. Question 19.
Well, the ones you know don't worry you.
No, they do, but at least I'm aware that they're twats. Yeah. When I don't know what the twat's going to do, that worries me more. Question 19. Newcastle were not awarded a penalty after Edison clattered into Ryan Fraser in a controversial incident in December 2021. What final score did City win by that day? Question 19. Newcastle were not awarded a penalty after Edison clattered into Ryan Fraser in a controversial incident in December 2021. What final score did City win by? And question 20. The Premier League confirmed recently that 6 VAR decisions this season were incorrect. Which team did they deem had been wronged twice?
West Ham. I don't even know, to be honest with you.
Question 20.
Stick up for your own team.
The Premier League confirmed recently that 6 VAR decisions this season were incorrect. Which team did they deem had been wronged twice?
Was this before or after the World Cup they announced this? It was before the World Cup, wasn't it?
It certainly doesn't include games since, I don't think, but I can't remember. But it's very recent. It includes everything prior to the World Cup.
Okay. I've got one blank, which is the VVD tackle.
That's not bad. You know it as well. Do you want me to tell you the answer?
When we get there.
Okay, I'll read through the questions again. Question 1. Which Wolves player was adjudged to be offside at Anfield in the FA Cup last weekend when no VAR camera could prove if the decision was correct? 2. In the first game of Project Restart, which Aston Villa goalkeeper carried Oliver Norwood's free kick over the goal line when VAR and goal line technology failed to give the goal? 3. Which Manchester City player's outstretched arm made contact with the ball at Everton in February 2022, only for VAR not to recommend a penalty? 4. Newcastle won a controversial penalty at Tottenham in 2020 when a handball was awarded against Eric Dyer, which Newcastle player headed the ball onto the back of Dyer's arm. 5. West Ham had a late equaliser at Stamford Bridge disallowed after Jarrod Bowen was adjudged to have impeded Edouard Mendy, but who put the ball in the net? 6. Who had a goal disallowed in the Champions League final? 7. Which Liverpool player was sent off in the 2-2 draw with Tottenham after Harry Kane had previously escaped punishment? 8, which Newcastle player was pushed into Vicente Gaita by Tyreek Mitchell in a passage of play that led to Newcastle having a goal disallowed this season? 9, which goalkeeper was ruled to have fouled Lionel Messi by making contact with his face? 10, whose challenge on Virgil van Dijk ruled the Liverpool defender out for nearly a year? 11, which on-loan Fulham player had a goal disallowed against Tottenham in 2021? 12, which Wolves player had a penalty given against him at Man City after the ball struck his armpit? 13, which Leeds player had a goal ruled out at Selhurst Park in 2020 because he was pointing into an offside position? 14, during the second half of the 1920 season, two goals were ruled out at Bramall Lane against Sheffield United because of perceived handballs. Can you name either of the players who were penalised? 15, which Tottenham player yanked Mark Cucurella's hair at Stamford Bridge? 16, Raheem Sterling's late winner against Tottenham in the 2019 Champions League quarterfinal was ruled out because of offside. Which City player was offside? 17, which France player had a goal disallowed against Tunisia despite not being an offside position? 18, which on-field referee sent off Thomas Suchek at Fulham? 19, Edison clattered into Ryan Fraser in a game between Newcastle and City in December 2021. What was the final score? And question 20, the Premier League confirmed recently that 6 VAR decisions this season were incorrect. Which team did they deem had been wronged twice? Set?
Yes.
Question 1, it was the Wolves player who was onside or offside or nobody knows, but we think he was onside.
Was it Toti Gomez?
No, he was the goal scorer.
Oh, okay. Then I'm wrong.
The player that was ruled to be offside was Matias Nunes.
Okay.
Question 2. It was the Villa goalkeeper, Serge, who carried the ball over the line.
It's a Scandinavian goalkeeper.
Go on.
He had blonde hair.
Go on.
I feel like his name began with S, but I've gone with Olsen because he's there now, isn't he, as a reserve goalkeeper. I feel like Sorensen or something like that, but he's from donkeys years ago. I've gone Olsen.
This is such a painful one because I can imagine there's so many people who have been like you and like, I can't remember his fucking name. What's his name?
It began with S, didn't it?
No.
Okay, was it Olsen?
No.
Okay.
Correct answer is Nyland. Ojan Nyland.
It's Scandinavian, though.
Who was covering for, I presume, an injured Emi Martinez. No, mind you, Emi Martinez wasn't there.
Wasn't that when they had to go away for the fucking internationals and some went and some didn't and there was different COVID rules?
No, this was the first game after COVID.
Yeah, okay.
It might have been Pepe Reina, I think, was injured, actually. Question 3, who was the City player who handballed at Goodison Park?
Bernardo Silva?
It was Rodri, mate.
Okay.
Question 4, who was a Newcastle player who headed the ball onto Eric Dier's arm?
Cher?
No. Andy Carroll.
Okay.
Question 5, who had a goal disallowed at Stamford Bridge for West Ham, Serge?
Lucas Fabiaski? No.
Dickhead.
Maxwell Cornet.
Maxwell Cornet is the correct answer. God. Thank God. Question 6, who had a goal disallowed in the Champions League final?
Real Madrid?
It's a player, isn't it?
Oh. You didn't specify that.
That's true. I didn't. I assume we all know I meant a player.
You said, you know what teams are in it. That's why I assumed you meant the team.
Do you know what? I didn't say player. It's a fucking player. Give yourself a quarter of a point for Real Madrid. That bit is correct.
It's only because after you said, you know what teams were in it, I just assumed you meant team. I thought, fine, I've got a 1-in-2 chance here.
Just trying to make sure you were thinking of the right final.
Oh, fuck it. Modric.
No, it's Benzema.
Okay.
7, which Liverpool player was sent off at Tottenham?
Trent.
Andy Robertson.
That's my second choice.
Question 8, which Newcastle player is such a funny goal? Which Newcastle player was shoved into the keeper by a Palace defender?
Joseph Willock.
It is Joe Willock. Question 9, which goalkeeper was ruled to have fouled Lionel Messi?
Their group was Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
Argentina.
Obviously.
Denmark?
No.
Oh, fuck.
You've gone Kasper Schmeichel, haven't you?
Okay.
Who was their group? After losing to Saudi Arabia and beating Mexico, they beat Poland.
Okay.
Correct answer is Wolczek Szczesny.
Szczesny.
Question 10, whose challenge on Van Dijk ruled him out for nearly a year? Serge.
What team?
What if I said it was a goalkeeper?
And it would be Loris.
It's not Loris, man.
I don't know.
Everton.
Oh, okay. Pickford.
It is Jordan Pickford. Question 11. Who was the on-loan Fulham player who had a goal disallowed against Tottenham?
I could put down Lookman.
Correct answer is Josh Madger. Question 12. Which Wolves player was penalised when the ball hit his armpit at Man City?
No idea. Cody?
No. Correct answer is João Moutinho. 13. Who was the Leeds player pointing offside at Palace?
Bamford.
Yeah. It's terrible. Patrick Bamford is correct. Question 14. Suj, name either of the players penalised for handballs at Bramall Lane.
Lundstrom.
No, it was goals against Sheffield United.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know.
You do.
Who were they playing?
Mate, do you know what? One of these goals you bring up all the time.
Who were they playing?
Well, one was against West Ham.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was in the same game. I thought it was like no. Twice it happened.
During
the
second half
game.
Of the 1920 season, two goals were ruled out at Bramall Lane against Sheffield United.
So for Sheffield United. Sheffield United scored?
No, the opposition scored.
Handball. Which handball goal?
Okay. One answer is Declan Rice. You scored a late equaliser at Sheffield United and it was ruled out because Rice ended up blocking a clearance and it like touched his arm on the way. You know the other one even better. Lucas Moura.
Okay. Oh, where he fell over?
Yes. You talk about that all the time.
Yeah, that one pisses me off. Lucas Moura pisses
literally
me off.
Literally ridiculous.
So much.
Why does he piss you off?
No, the disallowed goal.
It gave me the greatest moment of my life.
The disallowed goal.
Yeah, it was a really bad
Nico,
one.
Please clip that and send it to at Planet FPL Wifey.
Talking about
the greatest Nico, moment of my life.
Nico, take my phone and phone my wife and tell her. Question 15. Which Tottenham player pulled Mark Cucurella's hair?
Romero.
Christian Romero is correct. Question 16. He had went crazy, but it was disallowed. Who was offside?
Aguero?
Sergio Aguero is correct.
We've got to five now, James. Let's see if we can get to seven.
17. Which French player was deemed to be offside?
Giroud.
No, correct answer is Antoine Griezmann. Second choice. Question 18. Who was the on-field referee who sent off Souček?
Taylor?
No, it's Mike Dean. Question 19. After Edison clattered into Ryan Fraser, what score did City beat Newcastle by?
3-2.
4-0. And question 20. The Premier League confirmed that six VAR decisions this season were incorrect. Which team did they deem had been wronged twice?
West Ham.
It's not.
Once against Chelsea and once against Nottingham Forest.
It's Nottingham Forest.
Yeah. Antonio, when he went through. And fucking their defender...
Well, they
body checked him.
They didn't deem it to be incorrect. I mean, you could make a case.
It was incorrect.
I'd make the case that Fulham were wronged against you twice in the same game. Anyway, you got the right colours. Correct answer is Aston Villa.
Fair play.
The Premier League ruled that a handball given against Luca Dean at Crystal Palace and a red card given to Douglas Luiz at Fulham were both incorrect VAR decisions.
Cool.
How many did you get?
Five.
Woohoo!
Five. That was pretty close
you,
ones.
You didn't do as well as I thought you would.
Nah. Patrons, hopefully you all did better. And if not, then you need to listen to more of the pods. Take notes. Do some revision.
Write everything down that I say.
And make sure you revise before the next quiz.
Differential show tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Got to pick my team and that.
I don't think I'll have picked mine when we start the differential show, but I'll have a go.
I might start outsourcing my team, you know.
You clearly ain't insourcing it, mate.
Patrons, if you're interested, Slack, message me. I'll pay you 50p per week.
You know that some...
And if the transfer you make gets more than 10 points, you get a £1.50 points bonus. You could earn £2 a week.
You know that someone is going to take up that offer.
It's fine by me. £2 a week.
Fine.
Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
It's less than minimum wage.